Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Andy Murray, and you're listening to the Tennis Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the final Tennis Podcast of the 2017 Aegon Championships. I'm Catherine Whittaker, and joining me is Gigi Salmon as we review today's finals with the players at the heart of the action. Feliciano Lopez is our champion, beating Marin Cilic 4-6, 7-6, 7-6. We told Lopez he is the oldest winner in the Open era.
The older, the better, of course. Why not?
Runner-up Marin Cilic reveals he's a Tennis Podcast listener, and he tells us what it is he shouts after points to fire himself up.
I usually say, and don't ask me why, Croatian word, Carević is...
As well as the singles, we have doubles winners Jamie Murray and Bruno Suarez. Bruno tells us about Jamie's temper.
Jamie as well, He gets angry on court. Off court is very difficult to see him agitated.
This pod is more packed than a tapas restaurant on the Brompton Road. This is the Daily Tennis Podcast in association with The Telegraph and with Eurosport. So you join us in the press conference room here at the Aegon Championships, and you join Gigi and myself with the Aegon Championships champion 2017, Feliciano Lopez. Feliciano, congratulations. How are you feeling just now?
It's amazing, you know. It's been the best week of my life, I think. Winning this trophy that I've been waiting so long, and the way you know I played also, and the finals today was so close, facing match points. I don't know, with a lot of drama and, you know, epic match, you know. I always say epic match, and it's a very special feeling. As I said in the ceremony, you know, I've been waiting so long for this trophy, and what can I say? This is one of my favorite, you know, tournaments ever, and finally I was able to win.
For us spectators, it was a fabulously entertaining match, but for you, somebody who's lost from match point up in a final here before in 2014, when you lost that first match point, what on earth were you thinking? Were you thinking, this just can't happen again?
Yeah. Of course, I was thinking that I was not going to be able to do it, no, because the first one was an ace, so I had nothing to do, to be honest. But then I served for the match, and I didn't make it. And I thought, wow, it's going to happen again. This is the second one, second match point. And all my thoughts were on the 2014 finals, where I lost with Grigor. But, you know, somehow I was able to hang in there, was fighting, you know, trying to put every ball in, no matter how. And I was able to do it. And to be honest, people still ask about what you do when you're so tired and in these moments when the match is so close at the third set tiebreak. It's tough to think what to do in that moment, you know. You just try to hit an ace, for example. And then if you miss the first serve, then you're in trouble.
Were you conscious of how tight he was? Because he got the time violation on serve. He was taking increasing amounts of time before serving. Was that something you were conscious of and trying to feed off?
I think he was also tight. Everyone gets tight, you know, at that moment. And yeah, he was waiting a lot to serve. He got the time violation. And also me, I was trying to serve, and I said sorry to Marian and to the umpire, because it was very windy by the end of the match, so it was tough to concentrate, you know. Sometimes you throw the ball in the air and the ball is moving, so I said, give me a few more seconds, please. Yeah, but it, you know, it's so tough to handle the situation, you know, when you're 5 or 6 all in the third set tiebreak to win Queens.
Vavrinka, Burdick, Dimitrov, Cilic. That's not an easy route to the title.
Yeah, it's a tough draw. It's a tough draw. That's why I think it's the best week of my life now, is winning Queens. But the way I win it now, beating those players, it makes everything more special.
You've been told probably about 100 times in just the half an hour or so since you won the title that you're the oldest champion in the Open era. Or maybe you haven't been told. Have you not been told that?
No, not yet.
You're the oldest champion here
I thought, but I was not sure, but nobody told me.
I can confirm you are the oldest champion in the Open era. Is that something you take pride in?
Of course. The older, the better, of course. Why not?
And Roger Federer, the champion in Halle today as well. Has he been an inspiration to you? Same age as you, of course.
He's been always an inspiration because we are the same age. We've been playing together since we were 14 years old, I think, or 15, the first time we played. And yeah, he's been an inspiration for me and for all of us since he started playing. And also the fact that he's been winning a lot as he was getting older, it's also an inspiration, no? And when I became 30, I thought, what can I do to extend my career and to still be competitive, you know, after the 30s? And I was lucky that I was healthy most of the time, and you know, and as I said before, I think I know myself better, I know the game better, and if your body is okay and you're still healthy, you can play some of your best tennis as you get old.
Now, Wimbledon is just around the corner, but will you allow yourself a little celebration? Your parents were here watching you today. Can you take a few hours off?
Of course, a few days off. It's not only a few hours, yeah. We will have a great dinner tonight with them, with all my team. And yeah, I think I will take a few days off and then I will start my preparation for Wimbledon.
What do you believe now that you're capable of at Wimbledon? You will be seeded 19th, which means you won't meet a top 8 seed until the second week. So it's all good news in terms of
it's
Wimbledon.
It's all good news, yeah, but everything can change, you know. In tennis, it's an individual sport where emotions and are so important, and you know, obviously my confidence is at the highest right now, but I want to see the draw first and then we can start talking again.
You are the 2017 Queen's champion. You said it was going to be a dream to be here and to win this final. Is it still a little bit of a dream? Does it sunk in that you are the champion here, or do you think you'll wake up maybe tomorrow and think, wow, I did that?
Of course it is. Of course, yeah. This tournament is so special. I've been waiting so long. And outside of the four slams, this is probably the tournament that you want to win. And the fact that I won at 35 years old, that's so special. So you can imagine what is the feeling right now.
And you had your doubles partner, Mark, in the box with you. Will you be playing doubles with him at Wimbledon as well, presumably? Has he been a big support?
He's always a great support. I mean, since we were best friends already before, no? Before we started to play doubles together, and it's been great to have him here the whole week, no? Because we lost in the first round here at Queens, and he stayed the whole week with me, giving me the support, and it's just to be surrounded by him every week. It makes it easier, no? Because traveling and for so many years and playing tennis is tough, but when you have the chance to be surrounded with guys like him, it makes it easier.
Just ask, to have your parents here, when was the call to your parents to come over? When did they arrive? When did you ring and say, Mom, Dad, get here now? Or did they ring and say, Feliciano, we're coming?
Normally when I play in Europe and when I do well, they come for the finals. My dad, he came for the 2014 finals as well. And it was yesterday when I beat Grigor that they decide to come, actually. So
they don't bother unless it's a final?
No.
Do you ever, for a semi-final, say, come on, Mum, come on, Dad, I'd like you to come?
They told me already that if I reach the finals, they will come. So I knew that.
That's a nice incentive.
Yeah,
of course. How about dinner tonight? Would it be at a tapas restaurant on the Old Brompton Road, any chance?
Of course. We will have a great celebration there at Cambio de Tercio, of course.
We'll enjoy. It is very much deserved. You're a very popular champion here, Feliciano,
and we wish you so much.
The best of luck for Wimbledon. Thank you for speaking to us. Feliciano, enjoy the moment.
Thank you.
So we are still in the press conference room here at the Aegon Championships, and I'm so pleased to say that we're joined now by the beaten finalist, Marin Cilic. Marin, thank you so much for speaking to us. We really do appreciate it. You've got a big grin on your face. That's so nice to see. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling disappointed, but definitely happy. with the way I was playing this week. It was just an amazing tournament for me. I lost only once a serve and throughout all tournament and didn't manage to win it. But it definitely a little bit hard to take, especially as I was playing such a great tennis and I had a match point to win a title. But, you know, these things can happen and I'm definitely really happy with the level I was keeping up throughout all week and, you know, produced some great tennis. And I have to congratulate definitely to Feliciano. He came up with some great shots at crucial moments.
It must be hard so soon to take the positives, and everyone's saying, oh, but you can take loads of positives from this, and you're thinking, yeah, I kind of wanted to win the title. But when we spoke earlier in the week, you said you were just so happy with where your game is at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. That's obviously first 10-15 minutes after the match are not easy. You are quite frustrated, but looking, you know, back now, you know, after the nerves have calmed down, I played great tennis throughout the week. Probably the best ever that I've played on grass, and that's just amazing thing for me. I was not having the best form at the beginning of the year, and now at this situation where I'm playing maybe the best tennis of my career, the most consistent, and that's definitely amazing thing for me. And now I'm looking forward to a few days rest.
We had Jonas on the podcast earlier in the week. He was a fantastic guest.
I was listening.
Were you?
I did.
You were a tennis podcast listener, Marin.
I was listening because of him.
Okay, we'll have to get him on every week.
Yeah. But from now on, I'll listen more often.
Absolutely. Quite right, too. He was a fantastic guest, and it's so clear how well you get on and what a fantastic influence you are on one another. From an emotional perspective, what's it like coming on off the court and having him there? Obviously, you probably won't have done a tactical or technical debrief, but from an emotional perspective, how big a help was he?
Amazing, as him as a person and as a player is definitely very motivated, very emotional. And when he used to play, he was very pumped up for the matches, and that's what he brought to me a bit. I was throughout my career quite calm on the court. I was not bringing too much my emotions, and I'm actually, you know, using now more positive emotions to help me to play better, to feel better on the court, to be a little bit more aggressive in some situations, and that has, you know, been working extremely well. And you know, now when I came off the court, you know, my whole team and, you know, absolutely him too, he was quite devastated with the loss. But, you know, it's just for me a feeling that we are a great team and that we take the wins as a team and losses as a team too.
Something we wanted to ask, when you play a good point, do you say allez, as in the French allez? Because we couldn't quite figure out, and if you did, we're trying to work out why.
No, I usually say, and don't ask me why, Croatian word Carević is going back to my 10-year-old, 12-year-old tournaments when I was still playing, and it means emperor. And that's, don't ask me why.
So you're a dictator in your team, and you shout emperor on the court.
Dictator, I wouldn't agree, and you know, just giving myself some positive words.
Speaking of positives, your former coach, Goran Ivanišević, was in the paper today, even before how fantastically you played in the final, saying he sees you as the third favourite for Wimbledon, ahead of Andy Murray, Feliciano Lopez.
He upgraded him to second.
Did
Lopez,
he?
Yeah, behind Roger Federer. You're now, no pressure, but you're now second favourite.
There's a trophy already. a plate is waiting for me, at least. Yeah.
That's got to feel good. That's got to feel good to be being talked about in those kind of terms.
Absolutely, you know, that's giving me reassurance and confirmation that, you know, even with myself, that I'm seeing my form as a great form, but also from people around and players especially, and especially Goran, who has a huge influence on the game and has been working with me. So you know, that's a positive sign, and definitely it can give me a big confidence. And also when I'm going to be coming up, hopefully against the top players, that you know, that I can be the one who is feeling that all around the court that I'm ready to win.
And you mentioned now it's a few days off in the run up to Wimbledon, then you hit the courts at SW19.
Tomorrow it's going to be a little bit more relaxing day. We're gonna do a small event for my foundation, actually here at Queen's Club, and want to use the opportunity to thank Stephen for giving us the opportunity.
Just
to
can't
use,
get enough of Queen's Club.
Yeah, to use the opportunity to play on the center court, and you know, that's going to be quite relaxing with Jonas and some guests. And then after that, we're going to move to Wimbledon to get ready.
Well, that's fantastic. Best of luck with the event for your foundation. Thank you so much for speaking to us. And best of luck for Wimbledon as well. Marin Cilic, we'll see you soon.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, Tennis Podcast listeners. David here. Now, you might know that I love a bit of cooking, and I think I'm quite good at it. But if I'm honest, even I get fed up trying to work out what to do every night. That's where Home Chef comes in. Being able to put together a delicious meal without the long prep and the cook times, well, that's pretty cool. Home Chef provides fresh ingredients and chef-designed recipes conveniently delivered to your doorstep to simplify your cooking experience. They have over 30 options a week and serve a variety of dietary needs, so you don't have to worry about what to make ahead of time. Not only is it convenient, but it's economical too. Home Chef customers save an average of $86 per month on groceries. Now, for a limited time, Home Chef is offering Tennis Podcast listeners 18 free meals plus free dessert for life and, of course, free shipping on your very first box. Go to homechef.com/tennis. That's homechef.com/tennis for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard it right.
So we are now on the tournament director's balcony with one half of the winning doubles pairing. Jamie Murray, Bruno Suarez, we're reliably informed, is just a couple of minutes behind. Is he operating on South American time, Jamie?
Perhaps, yeah.
Does this happen a lot? Are you the on-time one?
No, it's totally the other way around, yeah. Truthfully, it is, yeah.
It's just taking him a little bit more time to sink in that you are joint champions of the Aegon Championships 2017. He's won the title here once before. For you, after 11 years of playing here, this is your first title. It must feel pretty great.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, we had an incredible week. We played a lot of great tennis, beat a lot of good teams. And, I mean, look, I've watched this tournament growing up, come home from school, turn on the TV, watch these guys playing. And, look, it's amazing to get our name up on the board with some of the great champions of the game, and really proud of our efforts this week.
And a long day today, because we had quite a long singles final, then you had to come off and finish and come through. Didn't you resume at set point to you in the semi-final of the doubles?
Yeah, it was a weird situation. I mean, obviously last night started raining and it was really dark anyway, so we had to obviously come back, wait for Marin to finish his match, and then the prize ceremony, and then get out there. And yeah, I mean, if we started juice, set point, if we won that point, that was us into match tiebreak, which I managed to get a pretty good serve. And then, I mean, 5 minutes in the match tiebreak, like, that could have been it for us. Fortunately, we managed to get through. Bruno played some great shots to get us over the line. And then we both played really well in the final, yeah.
And surely preparation for Wimbledon doesn't get much better than 2 weeks, two tournaments on grass, two titles.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, yeah. I mean, we're going, having won, like, seven matches. I mean, especially this week, like, you know, against the field that we were up against, and to get through some really tight matches again, and then to play so well in the final, bodes well for us going to Wimbledon, yeah.
Bruno won the title here 2014 with former partner Alexander Peyer. He beat you in the final. Is that something you two joke about or have joked about in the past?
Not really, actually. That was kind of a bit of a sad day for us, because we won, like, way more points than they did in that match, but they ended up beating us right at the end. So that was kind of a sore one for me and Piersey, but it was nice to get back, obviously, two or three years later, and, get over the line and win the trophy, yeah.
And a good number of people stuck around today to watch you. It was really nice, especially given the fact that there was a semi-final beforehand. You know, it was a more sort of protracted day than it would usually be here on finals day.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. I mean, to be honest, I would have stayed and watched. I mean, if I liked tennis, and you got a British person playing as well, why not? It was a nice day as well. The final of the singles was a great match too. Like, such high level. The tiebreak was like. was amazing, some of the shots these guys were coming out with at that stage of the match.
So you were watching that, even though you were preparing for sort of one mini match and potentially one bigger match?
Because we knew that when the match finished, there was just basically going to be the prize ceremony and then we were going to go on. So, yeah, we had to, you know, we like tennis, you know, we like watching it and, you know, third set tiebreak for the title. I mean, it's pretty exciting tennis, and it was dramatic as well. I mean, saving match points, and I don't know if both guys had match points. I'm not sure in the tiebreak, but
they did, yeah.
How often does that happen? And we were enjoying it. We were getting fired up in the locker rooms. Yeah.
We've now been joined by your partner in crime, your partner in winning the title, Bruno Suarez. Bruno, what held you up?
Sorry, say it again.
What held you up? You've been doing some private celebrations of winning the title.
A lot of photographs and a lot of autographs out on the court. I mean, I think you sort of joked about becoming a Brit. I think the fans are here.
Yeah, a lot of Brazilian fans there.
Some a lot of Brazilians?
Yeah, some Brits as well, yeah, but some Brazilians there, so I was giving them some love. Because they stayed here, so...
I'm going to ask you the same question I asked you on the court, which is, you have won the title here once before, but this is the first time winning the title with Jamie, a Brit, in Britain. Yeah. Does this one feel a bit sweeter?
Well, yes.
Alexander won't be listening, don't worry.
Yeah. No, I mean, winning the title is unbelievable, but having the crowd on your side is even better. When we won here, we played against Jamie, so it was a great atmosphere, but the crowd was for them, of course. Today also was a great atmosphere, the crowd on our side. But, I mean, both years really special. This is a great event, great tournament. We love playing here, so it's pretty special to have a title here.
I don't know if this is a question that can be answered, but why does it work between you in terms of your personalities? What is it that fits? I mean, you've got a couple of Grand Slam titles. You've got back-to-back titles here going into Wimbledon. You look like you get on really well. Maybe you don't speak to each other when you leave us now, but what is it that works about you two? And you can both chip in.
Well, I think we're both good players, obviously. I think just, like, our... that's such a cliche, isn't it? Like, styles match up well together on the court, but you know it does. Like, and I think even you know when you know if we're not playing our best, I think we still have good things on the court that's going to help us to win points and give us the opportunity to hang in there and perhaps turn it around. You know, and our best thing, like, I think we both put a lot of balls in play off the return. You know, and I think, like, I mean, I said it a million times, but, like, Bruno, and he showed it today, like, he returned so well. And, you know, like, with my movement and stuff up at the net, like, it does create a lot of stress for the opponents. And, you know, I might not necessarily be making, like, amazing shots, but I'm making people miss just with the movement and the pressure that I'm putting on off his return, yeah.
And you seem really relaxed in each other's company, and I'm sure when you spend a lot of time on tour together, yes, your styles have got to match up, but you've got to be relaxed with each other.
You have to be relaxed, especially the format that we play. You guys saw, in the semis, it's so much stress on court and no head and super tiebreak. I mean, so many times we're playing for a lot of, you know, a lot of points, a big tournament, and it's very stressful. So I think
money, everything.
So I think the only way is to be calm. You know, you got to accept that you're not playing your best every day, your partner as well, and try to, you know, make the best of that moment.
Is there any situation you're not relaxed in, though, Bruno? You seem, yeah. I don't know whether you're just a fantastic actor, but you seem cool as a cucumber.
When his sushi's not on the menu for his dinner, that's when he starts to get a little...
What happens?
Little
what does an unrelaxed Bruno look like?
It sort of look like this.
It does not, I'll tell you. It's just
starts
me.
Starts pulling his hair out.
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often when I'm not relaxed, but I think it's
But
the
when
way.
It happens, it happens.
When it happens... Nah, very rare. I mean, Jamie as well. He gets angry on court.
On court.
Off court is very difficult to see him agitated or something.
But is that really nice when you, if you are getting a bit agitated on court, to look over at Bruno looking cool as a cucumber?
Sometimes.
Yeah, but
it's annoying. Maybe it's annoying.
Of it. Sometimes I'm thinking, why is he so calm? What's wrong here? But no, look. I mean, it's good for me. I think. And like Bruno said, like there's so many stressful moments on the doubles court with the scoring format that we play, and you know, it's easy to kind of get stressed and think about the finish line or think about what's happened. And like it's good for me to have him there, just kind of playing point by point, and you know, miss the shot, make the shot, doesn't matter, just keep going. And I think that's a huge strength for our team there.
How do you celebrate, or do you celebrate winning a title? I mean, because you spend so much time together, do you just do it a little bit separately and are like, I'll see you tomorrow on the training court? Do you have a little celebration dinner together? How's that worked in the past? Because there have been some big wins.
Yeah, it really depends. Jamie likes the flying out same night, so he usually celebrates in the flight.
Difficult really to depends. Fly out of London. Though.
Yeah, that's the thing. Well, he's going home. No, I mean, he's celebrating back home. I'm still hoping to get together with my friends. That I had a few Brazilian friends here.
So does that mean Jamie's not invited? Will you be speaking Portuguese?
Yeah, I'm going to think about that.
The most awkward moment yet on the tennis
exactly.
podcast.
See, now it's
a language thing. I'm sure.
I'm not relaxed right now.
When we won last year, we didn't really get to celebrate because in Australia we finished well after like 1 a.m. by the time we did everything.
And
Bruno
had
to play the mixed final the next day, and then I flew back that night because we had Davis Cup semi-finals, so I couldn't like really wait a whole another day to.
So this is it. This is your chance.
Have you ever celebrated together?
Yeah.
We had Australia celebrating on the flight. sleeping 11 hours.
Yeah.
We were exhausted. No, I mean, we had a few dinners. Acapulco. We said, Acapulco.
That was a good night. Acapulco,
did you go loco?
No, in Acapulco, they do a great event, all night matches, and at the end, they have like a party. So it was really nice.
Yeah, they did well there.
Yeah, Alan was there. Jamie's wife was there. So we had a good group. So we celebrated there. Maybe this week we do something. You know?
Opportunity,
Big, have a week off.
Big opportunity. I think you've deserved it, guys. Yeah. I think you've deserved it. And thank you very much for appearing on the Tennis Podcast. Congratulations on your title this week. Best of luck for Wimbledon and with getting whatever sushi it is you desire tonight, Bruno. Yeah, I'd hate to see the repercussions if not. And yeah, best of luck for everything, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. No, cheers for having us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Likewise. And that has been the Tennis Podcast live from the Aegon Championships for the final time this week. It has been such a pleasure to bring it to you. What a finals day we have had with those charming champions, another charming champion in Feliciano Lopez, a charming loser in the shape of Marin Cilic. We were both very taken, weren't we, with how charming Marin Cilic was.
Lovely.
Big grin as he came over to speak to us. So, so delightful. Your highlight of the week, Gigi?
I think the highlight, there's so many. I don't think there's enough time on this. It's getting to know some of these players a little bit better because we do, as part of the tournament, there's other bits and pieces with them, so we find out little facts, and that's quite nice, spending a little bit more time with them. Tanasi Kokkinakis, the wild card, coming through saying, look, I'm fit and I'm here in that victory against Milos Raonic. And I thought the final, said it yesterday, I thought it was going to be a lovely final. Didn't really want there to be a loser, and it turned out to be that. And obviously another highlight is being David Law on the Tennis Podcast this week. I mean, thank you for having me.
You've exceeded David Law on the Tennis Podcast. Come on, you're not nearly as smug as him.
I'm not as tall.
That is a quote for anybody who's wondering what on earth I'm on about and just casting some shade on David Law. A quote that our producer, Dave Earle, sneakily left in. It was an outtake that he sneakily included in one of our daily podcasts from last year's Aegon Championships. Gigi, it has been such a great pleasure to have you once again as my partner in crime, my doubles partner on the Tennis Podcast this week. We'll be back with Daily Tennis Podcasts from Wimbledon. We'll have a preview show as well. With my regular doubles partner. But I'm sure if you'll allow us, we'll sneak Gigi on there. And we will be back with you very soon with a preview of Wimbledon. It all comes around so fast. So for the moment, Gigi, thank you. We have been the Tennis Podcast, brought to you in association with The Telegraph and with Eurosport. And we'll be back soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.